Cheers.
Cheers, bye.
Right, there we are. And next coming up, our guest for this evening is going to talk about VAR. And that is with Alistair Blair. A VAR discussion. Do you know anything about VAR? Well, now's the time to listen in. We'll go straight to the phone lines and say, hi, Alistair.
Hi, Derek. Hi, how are you?
Sorry, this is Russell. I'm just going to put you on to
Derek.
Oh,
sorry, Russell. Beg your pardon, sorry.
you wouldn't have known, but here's Derek.
Alistair, how are you? Looking forward to this. Obviously, we have got the it's a massive moment in Scottish football. This Friday night, we have got VAR introduced to the senior game. It's at Easter Road, it's Hibs versus St Johnston, and obviously as a St Johnston fan you will have more than a passing interest in that game. Now, I think anyone who has bought your book, and we've talked about your book previously, you have some fairly strong views about VAR, so why don't you tell us a wee bit about VAR from your point of view?
Okay, Derek. Well, can I start by asking a question? Because you always, as a referee, you know far more about the laws again than I do. But why is it, guys, you think that football is the most successful game in the world? And I'm going to answer the question for you. Is it not because it's such a simple game with such simple rules? And one of the things about the rules is they're supposed to be universal. But by putting VAR in place, we're now creating a different set of rules for the rich, as opposed to everybody else. So there's a minor objection you like, but it's a perfectly valid one. However, I think there's a whole load of other objections which I outlined in the book, and I've been outlining online recently, because I think this is a profound change, as you say, which in my view will actually be regretted by most people. And ironically, because they're actually trumpeting this now, I think referees will find this as a poison chalice. Who's going to benefit from it? Well, in theory, people say football will, because decisions will be better. But I would suggest to you that the people who really want this and who will really benefit are the media. I'm conscious I'm talking to media just now. But they cannot wait to have yet more debate and more discussion. So the referees are going to get it from two ends now, not just from the people on sports during the weekend, none of whom I may say could referee a senior match to save their lives. And they're also going to get it on the back of VAR. So referees, I think, will find this is possibly not quite what they think it is. And you just have to listen to talk sports almost any day of the week, because obviously they've had it in England for a long time now, and people are getting pilloried. And the media, the journalists would love to talk to referees. And you can just see them giving even more grief. So as I said, I think referees may come to regret this. So those are a couple of points. But going back to my thing about the laws and the simplicity of the laws, I did a bit of work with some rugby referees, including Jim Fleming, who's probably the most celebrated Scottish rugby referee of all time. And he actually bemoaned the TCMO coming in and the game getting more complicated. And they've got far more laws of the game than we do in football. But the TCMO in rugby was supposed to be only looking at a certain number of things. And of course, it's expanded. And nobody I've spoken to believes that VAR will stop where it is. We've got discussions just now about another European Super League, and the money involved is going to be horrendous, or stupendous, depending on your point of view. So there'll be this constant requirement, demand, that we get it right. And the fact is, you can't get it right. You just have to look at what the law actually says, and actually the relevant pieces around VAR, which I look at in some detail in the book. I'm just going to give you a few examples of why it's a farce and how it will not actually solve many problems, other than from the media, as I said, will have a field day. If you cast your minds back to the end of last season, Nottingham Forest were playing against Huddersfield, playoff to get to the richest league in the world. Now, in the regulations about VAR, it talks about it only applying in match-changing situations. In that game, if you watched it, there was a throw-in given by the linesman, correctly, to Huddersfield, just inside their own half on the left end of the pitch. The referee overruled them. By this point, Huddersfield players had run up the pitch. Notts Forest took the throw-in, broke down the pitch, got a corner and scored. It's arguable that changed the game and set them on the way, not just in match-changing, but income-changing situations. And that's not covered by VAR, because VAR only looks at the incident from the corner onwards. Now, in the future, if we have a European Super League, or indeed in Scotland or England, can you honestly say that there will not be demand, let's say it's Liverpool against Man City and it's the title decider? Klopp and Guardiola are going to go absolutely berserk in that kind of situation. Taking it a bit nearer home, those who remember Joe Miller scoring the only goal in the Scottish Cup final when Roy Aitken took a throw in that was actually should have been for Rangers, not Celtic. Given all the fury around the old firm and the potential for danger and violence surrounded by that, you look at that and go, great, VAR will solve that. But it won't, because again, the way the law is structured, that wouldn't be covered. So there's some fundamental issues, in my opinion, which need to be resolved first. And as I say, we're going to this gung-ho just now. I have slight concerns. You hear the advice from English referees and indeed from Ian Maxwell basically trying to tell us that this is not going to go very well in the first 2 weeks or even months. Do you wonder how much preparation they've done? Whether they've actually got the technology right? Bear in mind that it went down in an English Premier match and they had to stop. It's not becoming a simple game anymore. But the real reason why this, in my view, is going to ruin our game is quite simple. I pay my money, I go to watch the Johnson, and I do that because I want us to win, I want to celebrate a goal. VAR sucks the joy out of football. What is the point of going? To leap to your feet and then wait 3 minutes to be told that somebody's kneecap's offside. In my view, absolutely not. And I suspect that would be the opinion of probably at least half, I don't know. But increasingly, again, listening to Talk Sport, people, Ali McCoist, other pundits are saying, well, I wish we never had VAR now. And I suspect that's what's going to happen. But the media are invested in it, the SFA are invested in it, it's going to happen, and it's going to make football far less enjoyable. And just one final thing if I can, actually. There were stats produced about the difference they would make. I can't remember exactly whether, and actually I'd quite like to challenge those because I have no idea where they came from, but they talked about 94 to 96% better accuracy. Now, we're never going to get 100% accuracy. This is a game with human beings making errors all the time, referees and players. So if we're prepared to make a marginal gain of a couple of percent of additional right decisions, but remove all the joy from the game, what is the point? And as I said, it's not going to stop. You just have to look at the way the laws in handball, things will be changed in the back of VAR. They make one set of alterations, they have to go and make another set of alterations. It's becoming like rugby. In my view, this is not going to be good for Scottish football. So that, I kind of said my piece about it. I could go at some length. I can get a wee plug into the book. There's quite a lot more about it in the book. But my view is, even if St Johnson win through a VAR decision on Friday, I still think this is going to be bad for Scottish football.
Alistair, it's Russell here. Correct me if I'm wrong, VAR, right, is like a recording or a live take of what happens at the game, right? VAR does not make the decision, it's VAR officials that are actually looking at the game, so it's an opinion of someone what has actually happened. So how can it be 100% correct or 80-90%, right, correct when it's someone's opinion? Am I wrong?
No. You're absolutely right. And that's one of the joys of football is going and arguing about it afterwards. And yes, it's, you know, Rangers and Celtic, all decisions, all that kind of stuff. But and St Johnstone have had some tough decisions over the last couple of years. But they weren't the reason we struggled last year, because we weren't good enough. And I spoke to Tam Cowan, who was the rolling off the ball, and he made the same point to do with the referees. The subjective decisions you're talking about, Russell, are subjective, but they're made by people who actually know what they're talking about. The media, if you were going to go to town on this, as I said before, couldn't ref in the game. So, and half the time they don't know the laws. So, we're in this ridiculous situation by which the people who do know what they're doing, to paraphrase, you know, that you don't know what you're doing, chap, the only person who doesn't know what they're doing is the referee and the linesman. And even they get it wrong sometimes because they're human. And that's one of the joys of the game.
Alistair, I just wanted to interject because we've only got 2 or 3 minutes and we're definitely going to have you back on after a month or so of VAR to talk about this. But the other thing you said was, what is the difference in soccer? Why is it the world game? And for me, the difference is football is a game that was continuous. It kept going and its spontaneity was something that sets it apart from many other games. Lots of these other games that have technical help, they have, you know, a cricket game stops after every ball, after every over. Rugby league stops every time they go over the end. Rugby has natural stoppage. The spontaneity of football is what made it different. And I think that's one of the reasons why the game has finally taken off in the US. Because all of the sports over there are stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. And then soccer came along and it was just keep going for 45 minutes. As you say, that's fundamentally changing. And for me, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about the joy. And I think the joy comes from the spontaneity and the continuous movement in football. That is going to end with VAR, as far as I'm concerned. And I worry about the game as well. I know there's been a massive SFA charm offensive, and I can understand why, but the game's changing. I've been at English Premier League games, I've been at English games where VAR is, and the game is definitely changing, Alistair. Listen, Alistair, we've got about a minute and a half. Last word, obviously, to you, because you know your stuff.
Well, as I said, I think the key thing is that it sucks the joy out of the game, as you said, but it won't stop here. Rugby has proven that. And if we could actually just stop changing the laws for 3 years and just get on with the game that we love, it would make life a lot easier, and I think the fans a lot happier.
I wouldn't say that anything against what you've just said, Alistair. I think that the people who have been taken out of this discussion on VAR are, in actual fact, the fans. It's very, very technical. It's driven by finance. I know there are many referees who have been trotted out to say they are totally for this, and I understand that. But listen, Alistair, we're coming to the end. Next time, I think we're going to need half an hour. Let's see how we feel about VAR a month after it has been introduced. Be great to have you on. But thanks for your point of view, Alistair, and obviously the book, selling well?
It's selling well, thank you. And any referees out there, any football fans want to know more about it, because I actually am very pro-technology and very much more pro-referee than ever was. Get it on Amazon.
Thanks, Alistair. Listen, we have to go. We'll get you back.
Okay.
From the Suella Braverman's resigned as Home Secretary and is replaced.